Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God is good. I'm telling you, God is good. God is great. God is awesome. There's none like him in the heavens and the earth. No, none. 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 Can't be found. No, it doesn't exist. No. Our God is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's our Father. He's our Lord, our Master, our King. Hallelujah. Our Creator. Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. The Son of the Living God. Our Redeemer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. I'm just excited. I'm always excited. It's raining on this side of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for those who are out in the element. Ask God to grant them safety and protect them. Hallelujah. And shield them their every need. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mother and her children, father, his children, father, wife, and children, Almighty God, grandparents and their children, oh my God, hallelujah. We ask the Lord, hallelujah, for a special blessing over them and their children, hallelujah, hallelujah, and our children, hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is a beautiful day, a wonderful opportunity for those who are going out today to ask God to give you a word to say. Yes, one to smile to politely and not see you, but see him. Not hear you, but hear the Master. Yes, Lord. And someone will know that they are loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. A change in a life. Hallelujah. 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 The blessings manifested in their life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you release through us hope. Hallelujah. In you to make a difference to someone. Hallelujah. And where we can, hallelujah, make a difference. Let's ask God to let us not miss it. Hallelujah. 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 I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. We are, and it is tea time with Yeshua. And we give honor, first of all, I have stopped doing the introduction with the name of the show first. And I repent for that, because all honor and glory and first recognition belongs to our Father. We give honor, God, and I like to say that. We give honor to God, yes, yes, who is our life, yes, our Lord, our Master, our King, our Father, yes, our everything. Hallelujah. The maker and the creator of all things. Hallelujah. The only true and living God. We give honor to him. I like to say it like that. We give honor to him. He loves us. We're special to him, but we don't come before him. No. And it's not just tradition of words, a braid of words, is sincerely spoken. and it is sincerely meant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give honor to God this morning, for he is our everything. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. 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 I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And the more I come on, the more I'm just amazed that I'm on at how the Lord set it up. One day again, I'll share it with you. I've shared it before. But God is good. Let God have his way in your life. And stop looking over at the fence, across the fence. Let God, don't be intimidated. Even if you're fearful, use it in the positive as a fuel to accomplish what God. The fear is not a part of what God has given us. Hallelujah. Make it your determination in spite of. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm so nervous about this. Oh, I don't know if I can do it. I don't want to do it. Hey, he is not given, that spirit is not from him. So in spite of it. And fear will come. It'll try to change your mind. It'll try to do a lot. But when we just rest and just wait on the Lord and follow his direction, they said, well, what was I fearful? He had no reason to be. God was right there with you all the time. Rebuke that spirit of fear. Hallelujah. And I hear some say, well, hey, it doesn't matter because I'm going to do what God told me to do. Hallelujah. God is going to get the glory. Yes. Hallelujah. God is going to get the glory. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. I heard someone say, good morning, my darling sister. Sister Roa, oh, God bless you. God bless you. I know you're busy. Hallelujah. Trying to divide up some time there. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know, we're so, sometimes, and we've talked about this before, we're so quick to say, oh, I'm not a preacher. Mm-mm, I'm not, that's not me. But yet still, that may not be your office. But we are all required to give an answer to what we believe. So if God, and preaching is proclaiming. And if you're proclaiming the good news, yes, God was, he was specific when he put certain office in place. But there are times when we, the power comes on us and we are able to proclaim the word of God. It's in you. We can proclaim it. But then again, we have to be careful because some people will say these things and it's boastful and it's, that's not me, but I can do it. They didn't say it, but that's their mannerism. Or that's their attitude that comes forth. Let's be humble. Let's be grateful. Let's know what things mean. And we sing songs with God, if you can't find nobody, use me. But I'm not this. At the moment, he may have called you to do it or be that. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I've heard people say that they're saying now, we don't need teachers and preachers. We're all educated. Well, if you didn't think God would know that 2021 was coming? don't honor God. Don't misunderstand God. If he has put it in your mouth and given you the opportunity, then he must want you to say it. And then you just humbly say, thank you, Lord, for you have said what thus says the Spirit of the living God. If it didn't come from you, you're a vessel to be used by God as he sees fit. People are not prophets, but there are times that he uses his people to give a word of prophecy. You don't have to prerequisite. I'm not a prophet, but I'm saying we all make those mistakes. We don't have to say that. That's why it is so vitally and imperative that we know the voice of God, know how he moves in you or with you. Know, opening your mouth to say and to give. Then once you have said it, give honor to him. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Give honor to him. We have moved, we have taken reverence for God away from the people of God. Reverence him. Honor him. If he can make a donkey speak, he certainly can make one that he has gotten, that he has made in his image and in his likeness. God is holy. God is the great creator. He can do anything he wants. He can use anything. He can let the rocks cry out for you instead of you. Just say, I thank the Lord. Just say, I thank the Lord. Give it to him. I don't care. You don't remember in the scripture where Jesus said in ancient times that every year is a different time. Year, every generation, but God is the same. He changed not. Number one, he's not locked in time. We are. We become the men of old, not God. He spoke to them. He made time for you. He did not make time for himself. He is the sovereign one. Hallelujah. So when God uses you, be grateful that he used you. And just let's work on our relationship. Just get in the word and enjoy the word of God. Hallelujah. Just enjoy him showering us with his word. And you have all that word in you. You don't think God is going to give you an opportunity to speak. And to live and to walk. According to his word, his will. Yes. And some of us don't know because we never ask God. Oh, I'm too old for that. Who said? Who said? Who said? Don't. You're not powerful enough. You can't do it. God chose the assignment for you. He chose your assignment. He chose my assignment. He chose when he was going to open that door. And that's what I was saying about the broadcast. It was years, you know. And yes, I'll admit it. I was too nervous. I didn't know what to say. So I just walked away from it. That's not for me. And when we lean and depend on God, when we lean and depend on God, when we hear the encouraging word to do it, and you'll be surprised. God loves us. God have plans for us. You're special. You were created. You were made. You were formed for His glory. That's special. That's special. That's special. Seek God, and He'll show you the way. Hallelujah. And you'll open your eyes and say, my God, me? You just let God. Let God. Don't be intimidated by people and their credentials or non-credentials or their family or non-family. Remain humble before your God. Build your relationship with your God. Woo! Love your God. If you love me, Jesus said you'll keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Yes, we may go back and forth. Lord, is this you? Lord, did you do this? Lord. I mean, you know, sometimes I said, do you really think this makes sense? His creations continually question because they don't trust themselves and don't believe that God will speak to them. That's interesting to me. And no, I'm not saying don't be like some people who just jump out and, oh yeah, I got this word and I'm going to do that. No, He wants us balanced and matured in Him. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Balance and maturity. And we don't get all discombobulated. Lord. Hallelujah. But it takes time, darling. It takes time to grow in the Lord. And as we grow, we become stronger and stronger and more matured. Yes. My little book that I've been sharing with you, The Invitation of Christ, it says this: happy is the man who trusts by itself, does teach, not by figures and transition words, but as it is in itself. Our own judgment and feeling often deceive us, and we discern but little of the truth. What does it profit to argue about hidden and dark things concerning which we shall not be even reproved in the judgment, because we know them not? Oh, grievous folly, to neglect the things which are profitable and necessary, and to give our mind to things which are curious and hurtful. Having eyes, we see not. And what have we to do with talk about a genius and species? What he to whom the eternal word speaketh is free from multiplied questions. From this one word are all things, and all things speak of Him. And this is the beginning, which also speaketh unto us. No man without Him understandeth or rightly judgeth. The man to whom all things are one, who bringeth all things to one, who sees all things in one, he's able to remain steadfast of spirit and at rest in God. O God, who art the truth, make me one with thee in everlasting love. It wearies me oft time to read and listen to many things. In thee is all that I wish for and desire. Let all the doctors hold their peace. Let all creation keep silent before thee. Speak thou alone to me. Bottom line, we trust God. All other things are as naught. It doesn't profit us, but the true word of God profits us. The word of God, the relationship that we have in God, doing the will of God, is what we're going to be judged by. Someone else's thoughts or opinions, what the dominating force is, obedience to God and his will, reverence him, honoring him. Hallelujah. And it is not about being so deep. Hallelujah. That, oh, they just too deep. They too heavenly bound. You're a new creation. You are a new creation. Behold, all things are new. So now you live in a double life. We are new. Don't let people intimidate you with that. You don't live like you lived before you received him. You don't live like you lived before he made you new. You're not the same. Oh, there they go with all that religious stuff. And I know you have Christians who say that. But you are. We are striving for perfection. Yes, we were sinners who were saved by grace. His seed is not in us. And when he speaks to us, and when he requires of us to do something, we know his voice. And we obey. Yes, you are a new creation. Yes, I'm of heaven. But I live in this earth. I love saying, God bless you. And I've been criticized for it. It's just a reminder, oh yes, I'm blessed. I'm happy. How are you? I'm blessed. I'm happy in Yeshua. I'm happy in him. He has blessed me. I always say, you ain't got this or you ain't got those material things. And God knows that I have need of these things. But the most important thing is that I am a child of God, protected and shielded by him, accepted. Hallelujah. He has accepted me into the kingdom, and he calls me his own. We're talking about the Almighty God, the maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who assigned man entrance and exit, the one who breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. I am loved by him. I am blessed. He'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. I have been forsaken. I know what it feels like. Hallelujah. And he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. Yes, I'm blessed. There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Woo! God chose me. Hallelujah. And he accepted me into the kingdom of his. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to say that. And we can declare things and speak those things that be not as though they were. When are we going to begin to display the character of the children of the Most High God? Almighty God Himself. Learning more and more to trust Him more and more. Hallelujah. Leaning and depending on it. Yes, things happen and knock you to your knees and you want, oh, Lord. Sometimes, oh, did you forget me? Like the disciples on the ship. God, Lord, Jesus, don't you care if we perish? Hey! There's a storm here. And you sleeping? He was on board. And when he's on board, everything will be all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I like it when I read that said that he said, peace, peace, be still. Peace, be still. I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm blessed. Yes, hallelujah. So either you're going to be or you're not going to be. Either you are or you aren't. Hallelujah. Are we going to stand for God even when people make fun and make light? Are you going, oh, we don't do that this time. Well, this the new day. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Psalms 1 says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Do a word study on that and see what it's saying to you. Understand it. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Meditating day and night. And no, all day long, 24/7, you don't have the Bible in your face, in your hand, but you have a word that you have gotten, scripture. And during the day, you're meditating on it. And it's encouraging you. It's alive. It's the written word of God to us. Thanking God for that word. Asking God for clarity and illumination of this word. Hallelujah, that he has given you. What is the reason? What is it that he wants you to know about this word? You can still talk and interact with people, but in your moments, you're not letting go. God is good. He loves you. He has plans for you. Let him have his will in you. Hallelujah. And I know sometimes you get so busy like, Lord, I didn't even have a chance to spend the time. So just grab when, if it's in the evening before you're going to bed and you couldn't spend as much time as you wanted, just grab the book. Oh, God, I'm so tired. Now we can hit the phone and hear scriptures all night long. Yes, just let it absorb. Yes, we can do that. Hallelujah. Hungry for the Lord. Hungry for him to speak to you. Hungry for him to show you his ways. And yes, that'll make you happy when God revealed these things to you. Happy, you blessed, hallelujah, hallelujah. You ask and you receive, you're blessed. God, I want to know your ways. I want to know you. And he revealed it to you. You're blessed. Yes, it makes you happy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It's a way. It is a way of life. It's a way of life. We're to imitate Christ. Be imitators of God, little children. Oh, multiplying God on this earth. Hallelujah. What do I mean? The children of God. Think about the people. This, your walk will make a difference for them, and it will help them in their walk. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. It will help them. Kindness is great. I shared with you. I was saying to the Lord about some things and situations, and I just didn't understand why. You know, people attitudes and things are like they are. And it came to me so sweet. It says, just more people for you to love. Just more people for you to love. Yes. Just more people for you to love. Think about it. Just more people for you to love. Those that would despitefully misuse you, talk about you. Those who make assumptions about you and don't even know you. You know they don't know what they're talking about. Just pray and ask God to help them. And say, Lord, I forgive them. Mm-hmm. And be kind. It doesn't hurt to be kind. We don't have to give everybody a piece of our mind. If we continue to do that, we won't. Mm. We just love the Lord. I was reading an article this morning, and it was talking about what has happened in the last 10 days. I just kind of stumbled across it. 10 months ago, about 56,000 people have died from the virus, and not counting the others that died, what we say, from the other forms of death. I'll just do it like that. And how much happened in the last 10 months? It can be overwhelming. And we look at our nation, it doesn't look like the nation that we're familiar with. Yes, there are a lot of things that are, we just kind of just keeping the cover over it. But the hatred, we knew it was there, but we didn't know how intense it is. And how people can be manipulated for their lack of understanding of things, circumstances. And all of it, it appeared to have come to a head in the last 10 months. And I'm just speaking of the United States. Over in Africa, they are having their issues. It's a time. But now, when we read 2 Chronicles 7:14. And you know, that God has given that scripture to his people long time ago. And what I mean by that, when we started using it, I mean, it was just a burst of that scripture. And a lot of us did not have the clear understanding understanding why it was being given. And I don't think too many of us even asked. But we wanted to be obedient and do. But we didn't get the understanding as to what it was really about. And there were so many who got weary of that scripture. You know, God gives us warning. It is our responsibility to be close enough to God and seek God for the answer. What are you saying to us, Lord? Let's get so personal. And I'm not talking about where we become foolish, but God, this scripture, okay, what are you saying to us? What is it that you want us to know? Give us understanding. And yes, yet there'll be people who you can give it all to when you have gotten it from the Lord, and they won't accept it. They're like, that's not what that is. Here they could go again. But at least you have done it. Let's be awake, 40 sharp. That's why we can't preoccupy ourselves with foolishness. Remember, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're special. God uses us. I'm not a prophet, no, but you're a child of God. And you know what I'm saying? You can ask him to, you know, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to obey. You know, we say that often. Ask the Lord to get that to us. We have needs, and when we're walking in that place with God, fellowshipping with him, oh my God, behold, all things are new. Behold, have that confidence. Be matured day by day. Think about it. Day by day, growing in him. And yes, I'll tell the world, I'm blessed. Glory to God. Baby, you're blessed. You're blessed by the Almighty God. He loves you and he cares. He loves you and he cares about you. Isn't that just amazing to know that he loves you and he cares? He loves you and he cares. He's concerned. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. What an amazing, amazing comfort it is to know that you're in him. And he is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't succumb to, oh, you're so deep. You're so holy. Well, how you get so that? Would they have said that to Paul? Yes. 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 Peter? Yes. Yes. James? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We say we want to go back. How far back do you want to go? You want to go back to the blueprint of the church? Take out the blueprint. Hallelujah. God is good. I love the Lord. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Nope. Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to be able, he wants to use you at his will for his purpose. Mm-hmm. Yes, he wants to use you at his will for his purpose. Uh-huh. On this earth. Yes. And, you know, we constantly remind each other that we are, some of us, in our 70s, and we don't figure that, oh, I'm too old. This is not for me. Who said? Remember, Moses was 80 and Aaron was 83. Mm-hmm. Timing. God's timing. It's timing. When you were in your 20s, it wasn't the time for what God had for you. It wasn't the time. Oh, I want to do this. It wasn't the time. It's back on your heart. Well, why am I thinking about this? Because now you seek God. It's probably the time. Mm-hmm. That you can show, you can be the light in the darkness. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Let's read our scripture. God bless you and thank you for listening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I started to say, oh, I'll be so glad when we'll be able to do some of the things that I feel the Lord open up my heart to know that would be good. But you have to be where you are. You have to be faithful. It's imperative that we're faithful. And when we're faithful, guess what? He'll honor that. Yes, he honors our faithfulness. And we just keep on moving, hallelujah, until the Lord allow us to turn the corner. When we turn the corner, guess what? There it'll be. It'll be time for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The time for it. In God's own time, hallelujah, hallelujah. He gave it to me in 2016. That's 5 years ago. And so maybe it's just preparation time to accomplish the task. And I thank you for being a part of it. The infancy. Working out the kinks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning, Genesis 1 and 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and empty. Darkness covered the face of the watery deeps. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. Evening and morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Evening and morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First chapter, 28th verse. Well, let's start at the 26th. Mm-hmm. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, all the earth, and the creatures that crawleth on the earth. So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. God created him male and female. God blessed him, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fulfill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every creeping thing that crawleth on the earth. God also said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the surface of the entire earth, and every tree whose fruit contains seed. This food will be for you for all the wildlife of the earth. This food will be for you, for all the wildlife of the earth, for every bird of the sky, and for every creature that crawleth on the earth. Everything having the breath of life in it, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Evening came, and then morning, the sixth day. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Great philosophers, great minds, and great thinkers. Hallelujah. Can you imagine this one thought? God creating man in his own image. No error, no default. No default. Perfect. He said everything he made was very good. He created man. He was very good. Absolute perfection. Perfection. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine what the Creator did when he created man? Think about it. The seventh day, thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day, and all his work, from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work. These are the creations of the heaven, of the earth, when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. God made the earth and the heavens. Hallelujah. I want to go back to Genesis. I didn't read verse 31. Listen to verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Back here says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And when 28, maybe I read it too fast, but I want you to hear verse 28. This is the first place that I have found that God has called blessed. And the first that I see that he has called blessed, listen what he said. Same chapter, verse 28. And God blessed them. Did you hear that? God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God not only bestowed gifts upon them, He designed function for them. Oh my God. It's all right to acknowledge that you are blessed of God. It's all right. It's all right to acknowledge. Some people are here and get and become irritated with it, and then the Lord will lay it on their heart and they'll go seeking. What does that mean? Because it's bothering them, but it's bothering them for a good thing. Now they're going searching to see what it means. Not everyone, but you'll be surprised because of what you're constantly saying, and you're bold enough to say it. It'll distract some to go searching to see just what does that mean? What is all of this blessed? What is all of this happy in the Lord? What is this? And guess what? They'll find out. And they'll go, oh. That's what they mean. Oh my God. Yes. And then you find that they begin saying it. You may never know who they are who's complaining about you. And yes, some are bold enough to say it to your face. But there are some who get weary with you. There they go again. There they go again. Ha! But guess what? They'll go searching, and they'll stand back and go like, oh, my God. That's what it means. And then they'll begin to say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. I'm blessed of the Most High God, the Almighty Himself. Woo, woo, glory. Oh, oh my God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glorious Father has bestowed upon me gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He guards, He protects. He's a shield of defense from danger seen and unseen. Oh my God. He fights my battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to His name. Awesome is our God. Hallelujah. He's our hiding place. He's our mighty fortress. Yes, He is. He makes the crooked way straight in our lives. He brings moisture to the dry places. Yes. He surrounds us like the mountains surround Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He is a wall of fire around us. Hallelujah. Yes, He is. Glory be to His name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He comforts. He is the master physician. Yes, He is. We ask God to touch our doctors right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. And guess what? We thank God for him. We ask God to give him peace, comfort, sharpness. Hallelujah. Move every, if there's any prejudice, move it and allow His wisdom go forth. Hallelujah through them. Hallelujah for His glory. Hallelujah. 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 Give them peace. Give them understanding. Give them clarity of thought and mind, Almighty God. Release from your constant, hallelujah, your truth, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when they've gone the last mile, hallelujah, hallelujah, we thank you that you manifest yourself, God. Hallelujah, as the mighty master physician. Hallelujah, you because you're there all the time. Never left your people. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heal the doctors. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, dear God. They need healing. They need comforting. They're going through their, in their personal lives. Touch. Let us not be so selfish as patients, Almighty God. Heal them, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless God, those who don't understand us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that would despitefully misuse us. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Hallelujah. And we bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. It's time to close for the day, the morning. Yes, it is. I pray that God will give you, allow you to have a beautiful day, just a beautiful day. And tell someone that you are blessed and they are blessed. Hallelujah. Numbers, the first chapter. Starting at the 24th verse, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken. A wholeness, completeness. Yes. Jude. The first chapter starting at the 24th verse. Listen, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God love you. Thank you.